disappeared.
We'll just push this on air button.
Yeah.
And then
your brother was super, that was important to him. He's like, hey.
It's like, whoa.
We don't start without the on air button.
Nice try.
Oh, Tommy Scratch.
Slick Harlot.
Slick back, baby.
Yeah, listen, Sugar, we don't use that term.
Grab my belt. You need a spanking, baby. You need a spanking, baby. You need a spanking, grab my belt.
Beautiful. Justin Timberlake, right?
You need a
spanking,
baby.
I know.
Welcome. Welcome to another great show, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I have Alec with me.
Much more sober than our last show. That we
You were drunk and yawning.
I had to apologize to Peter, everybody, about the last show because I said I was falling asleep during much of it.
Yeah.
So I asked him how it was when he re-listened because I feel like I would come in every 45 seconds. I would like drift out and not pay attention to what you and Ian were saying and then desperately grasp on to like the last sentence that I caught and be like, yeah, that's right. Ah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, so what you said is pretty good.
Ah, Peter's absolutely right, Ian. So anybody who listened to that show and thought he's a little fucking drunk,
yeah,
I was a little fucking drunk.
Anyone who didn't, you missed out on probably 15 minutes of Oprah in Space.
Oh, and then
kidding.
You tried to end it. Yeah. I remember because then you're just like, I don't know. Oprah's got nothing more to say.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Ian was asking me asking Oprah questions.
Like real questions, like you like, ask Oprah.
Well, also, I think I was tired because he asked me some question about my favorite book.
Right.
And I was just remember sitting here thinking, my brain is done. I have no brain.
Yeah.
You know, like that baby who had no brain.
Princess Diana.
Years ago. No, there's a baby and was born with like just a brain stem.
Oh, fuck. Then how would it live?
2 years.
It still
breathes and stuff. It was born with just a brain stem.
Right.
So it still breathes. It still, shits, all that. That's it.
But it doesn't have any
The mom
Why'd they
like,
leave it alive?
I see it smiling.
Oh, Jesus. Because
they didn't have the guts
to
put it down.
Man, I've never had a kid, and so God forbid I have a kid A. Fuck that. God forbid I have a retardo kid.
God forbid you own the album Kid A by Radiohead.
I don't like Radiohead. Tom York, kind of annoying. And he's got that droopy eye.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't judge. But anyway, fuck him. Hey, and
this is the place.
This
is a safe place to be unsafe.
I can judge. Then you know what? We're going to take off the condoms, everyone. Safe place to be unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And strap in, because if I have a retardo kid,
probably
pull the plug.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to. Sarah and I have talked. You know how if you have a significant other, then you have to both agree when you'll pull the plug on the other person.
Oh, okay.
So when would you want your expiration date to be? Let's say you get vegetabled, you get hit by a car when you're running, and you're brain dead. How long do you want to be on the fucking life support before you have somebody, let's say me, pull your plug?
I would say let's look at the 24-hour mark.
24 hours.
If I'm
come
not,
on.
Like doing any better, let's just let it go.
You can't be serious. A day?
I think so. Well,
a day.
At that point, they would know, I think, pretty well the likelihood that I was going to come back. And if I did come back, I'd probably still be real fucked up.
Let's say, though, that you're in a coma.
Yeah.
That they're like, he could be in this forever.
Okay, so we're
but he
say,
might come out. We're giving you 50. I want to give the most odds that are just not. He's got a great chance, but not. He's got a terrible chance. He's in a coma.
Okay.
He might come out, but he right now he's on a fucking breather, it's breathing for him. He's brain dead, but he could come out of it. But we just don't know. How long do you want to be on there before?
So you're saying I could wake up? They're saying at the hospital
that we don't
know.
He could
wake up and be fine.
Yes. He could, or he might never wake up.
See, I was thinking like I would have brain damage and shit. And
no.
So we're talking about like I fall in a frozen lake.
Yeah.
And I'm totally preserved. And they're like, well, he was under for like 20 minutes.
Right.
But we have documented cases where people died, and we have ones where they came back.
Perfect.
And it was like it never happened.
That's what I want it to be. Yes. And then how long do you want people to hold out, pay for to deal with you breathing on there, maybe coming back and maybe being forever on there? How long do you want to be on there?
I think like 5 days.
God damn!
I gotta believe there's a chart somewhere that says something along the lines of after 96 hours, if there's no change, the odds are heavily in the favor that they're never coming out.
All right.
I mean, because how many people are in a coma for 5 years and then they come out? Or like,
I'm guessing not a lot. But this is me. This is an uneducated guess. So this was just me saying, you know, like if you're on a rebreather, but you could get better.
How long would you go?
I don't want to tell you after you said 5 fucking days.
A month?
9 months.
9 months?
I said 9 months.
Come on.
What if I come back to life?
Let's compromise on 30 days.
Sarah.
Let's call your wife. Tell her to find
the
papers.
Hit me in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
And us tell Sarah.
Like, we've made a change because basically Alec doesn't want me to think he wussed out.
I know. I'm like being a puss.
He's in the hospital bed asleep and I'm like, 90 days.
I hope they don't have to roll him over. Yeah. He's going to get some sores.
He's going to get sores in his vagina. 90 days. Please.
No, 9 months, I said. Not 90 days. Yeah. That's the worst. Yeah, you're not even...
Let's do 90 days.
All right, fine.
90 days is 3 months.
What if I come back
to life? You missed the whole summer.
She's going to love me.
Do you really want to live after missing an entire summer of Elitch's?
I haven't gone in so long, I want to go back. That's how long it's been since I've been to fucking Elitch's.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember how shitty... Do you remember... I don't think we've told this story on this podcast in at least a year. As long as I can't remember, when we went in high school, P. David Dirk was dating a young lady at the time who we went with,
uh-huh.
and then we were all standing in line for the one that slowly raises you in the air and then drops you really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a cup of gum, yeah. everyone, that they say you can't have gum when you go up on this thing because, you know, you'll spit it out because you're fucking monsters.
Yeah.
So everybody who has gum, you have to spit this gum into this cup.
It's a community
cup. So it's a mixture.
Poor person who works there has to carry around.
It's gross. How gross is that? But much grosser.
Well, it gets worse.
Yeah. Is that Peter.
I can tell you exactly how gross it is.
Peter said, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you did this, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, how much would you pay me? Wanting to do this, yeah. wanting somebody to egg him on. Nobody even said, hey, Pete,
yeah.
you should do this disgusting thing. Pete was like, hey, guys, I have an idea. I should chew this wad of gum, this yeah. discolored, pre-chewed, flavorless, disgusting wad of fucking gum.
Yeah.
And then most people were like, we will not. That's gross. Don't do it. His girlfriend was like, I will not make out with you.
Yeah.
I won't kiss you. And I was laughing my fucking ass off. And I was like, I'll give you $1.
Yeah.
Well, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think it was $1.
It was $1.
Yeah. And I was I the
possibly
only taker?
Possibly $2.
Yeah. Maybe I even said $5.
$1 to $2.
It was now it had to be
maybe.
$1 to $2. I'm cheap.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm lying to myself now.
I
maybe I said $25.
Yeah. Reader. No way.
No. I was probably like, I'll give you $1. But the greatest part was how hard I'm laughing because your girlfriend at the time, disgusted.
Yeah.
She was genuinely like, I won't kiss you. Like, yeah. she was mad almost.
She was a little mad.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I think she was just mad. But at the time, I was like, I didn't know you wanted to make out so bad.
That's true.
Why don't you fucking tell me?
Yeah, that she didn't. She had her chance.
Why don't you communicate?
Yeah.
We've been dating for quite a while. If you wanted to intensely make out every day,
yeah,
we there was have plenty been of time.
It. But then you lost that chance. She lost that chance because...
We broke up a mere probably 7 months later.
Exactly. No making out in between. But the greatest part is that after you said that, the person who worked there, who had to have been only a couple years older than us at the time,
yeah.
but seemed like an adult, seemed like a responsible adult,
yeah.
let you do it.
I know.
Because they have
Gave
to be complicit.
The
they were like, and everyone around us was disgusted.
Yeah.
The whole fucking people, like the huge line was like, oh, and here's the greatest part for me.
Yeah.
I was fucking trying not to puke. I was so grossed. I was like, oh, oh, but I was laughing.
Yeah, you were like laughing.
So
and
I was
gagging.
Like, ah, ah, I've never in my life, if I saw that on a TV show, I would think that it's a joke. I was like, nobody can laugh and gag. I was fucking laughing and gagging.
I like a situation with mixed emotions. Well, you know what was funny about it too? I've never felt, probably this is horribly sad that that's the most I've ever been the center of attention of a group of people.
No. Close.
I mean, pretty damn close.
When you do school visits, people listen to you, buddy.
Yeah, but they have to.
That's true.
I don't have to really.
That's true.
Force them to.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. At least you didn't murder a man. I mean, you could be the center of attention for bad reasons.
Yeah, no. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't morally reprehensible.
No,
it was just
gross and
hilarious.
When you
look at your life and you're like, oh, I could have been at a. I painted this great painting.
That's
and
true.
People looked at it was like, I did something gross. You know, it was else. How you know it's good?
Right.
is like people were not watching the ride anymore.
Right. Yeah. No. And there was, I'm not talking about like the people, two people behind us and two people in front. It was a windy line.
Yeah.
And fucking
circular spiral.
It was, imagine a delicious, delicious cinnamon roll. Because I'm hungry.
Okay.
It was the first, it was the middle and then one round and then the second round.
Yeah.
So, and everyone was watching and other people were either egging you on or laughing or disgusted.
Yeah.
But your girlfriend's fucking staring at you unhappy, genuinely pissed.
Yeah.
Me,
she hated it more than anyone.
I'm laughing fucking hard as fuck. I am fucking amused. I was like, this is magnificent. I don't think I ever paid you. I mean, I almost guarantee because it wasn't it wasn't a bet. You just wanted to, that was your in. And here's the greatest story of the greatest parts. There's eight greatest
parts. Greatest story ever told.
When we told your mom, we thought she would be amused.
Yeah.
She was like,
she was appalled.
She was appalled and angry and like, you could get fucking, was it
hepatitis?
Hepatitis?
She's like, that's how you get hepatitis.
I know, she was like, I think she lost a little respect for you.
I think so too.
It was one of those like, I'm not angry.
My son would be
disappointed.
That guy.
Yeah.
It was almost like she saw it happen in her past and was thinking, God, I hope that my children, I'll raise mine better.
She's like, he's Tom all over again.
I failed, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I made them mistake. Yeah, I know. It was, she was really not amused.
Yeah, she didn't dig that.
It was crazy.
You know, I remember too, like, going to, part of why I don't like going there and part of why that happened, waiting in those lines is so fucking boring and hot.
Yes.
And you're standing the whole time.
Yes.
And like, you go there with other people, but you just don't really feel like talking, and it's loud as shit, so you can't really just chat.
And even the fun rides are 3 seconds long.
Yeah.
So it's like fun, but it's not worth it. It's not, I don't want
to. They need to make the lines, you know, 20 minutes. Not, I mean, it was an hour.
They should have
stand
a capacity.
There for 1 hour.
They'll never do it, but I agree with you 100%. You know what, though? Nowadays, and this is going to make me sound like I'm a one of the elitist 53%.
Yeah.
I'm me and who's that guy that lost the election?
John McCain.
Yeah, no. Yes, but that was a long time
Sarah
ago.
Sarah Palin.
Yes. Me and
George Bush.
No, the rich guy. Doesn't matter. He's a Mormon.
Oh, Romney.
Me and Romney are hanging out and we're like, we should make it so that if we have more money, we should get to do better things. But I like that in Disney World, you can pay a little extra and get in the fast lane.
Well,
I like
know,
that now.
I like it too, because to me, it's like, I would rather go every other year.
Yes.
And pay twice as much, but not have to wait.
Yeah.
Than go every year, but spend half the time waiting.
I agree. It's like, a small
that's
world.
How I feel about the zoo.
Yeah.
I plan for the zoo, double days.
I can see that.
They have free days.
Right.
To make up for free day, they should have where it costs twice as much for no reason other than to just get rid of the amount of people there.
My time
yeah.
is worth more to me. I will pay extra money because I'm not doing anything good with my time, people. I'm not saying it's worth more to me like I'm making cash.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sitting at home reading a comic book with my goddamn cat sticking his fucking stupid wet nose on the fucking edge, is ruining it. I'm like, stop it. That's what I'm doing.
Stupid
I'd rather do that. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's like, sit on my lap or go the fuck away.
I know.
But don't move my shit with your nose.
Cats almost, I think, try to make you less productive. Like,
yeah.
They are, if they see you doing, they'll just sit on their
on the computer
until you're reading the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And then they come over and they just like hit the newspaper.
Right.
And put their fucking stupid little paws on top of it.
I know. I agree with you. They're because it's not like they want my attention all the time.
No.
I'm eating fucking lunch. It's not like, hey, paw on my face.
Yeah.
As soon as I sit down to read a comic and I get comfortable.
Right.
It's like, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's never, you know, you're about to leave for work and they come running to the door and they're like, how about a quick pet me one
totally.
More time?
Totally.
They just sit there swishing their stupid tail.
Yeah, you can call them and they'll be like, eat a dick.
Yeah,
they'll hear
yourself,
you and they're just like, I'm
shit.
In the sun, faggot. Faggot! But, and I apologize to anybody who's offended by that word.
They're fine.
They're faggots.
They'll be just fine.
I shouldn't use, I apologize.
They're already, yeah.
Listen to me.
They've had it hard enough.
I know. You know what? I'm afraid now that after your brother did that magnificent goddamn racist 10 minutes,
uh-huh.
the 10 minutes of racist pod of snowman,
uh-huh.
that now I shouldn't use any like other slurs
because
he's
going to
do the
10
minutes. Yeah. Just me saying faggot on different shows.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Keep saying the word, clearly.
You know, you only have to say it once and it's out there. So you might as well just keep going.
I have genuinely worried occasionally about the shit that I say on your show.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't care anymore.
I know.
Because I'm like,
me
only
too.
People that we even know listens.
Yeah.
And if anybody's appalled.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Who cares? Just don't, you know. I don't set out to offend anybody.
Neither do I.
And I would feel horrible if I hurt a friend.
Right.
But on the other hand,
unless it's a
vow. If you try and do anything,
right,
whether it's a radio show that has 5 people who listen to it, mm-hmm. or a radio show that has 6 people that listen to it, if you sit here the whole time thinking, what would this person say about that? Mm-hmm. What would that person say about that? You'll have no show.
That's true.
There's nothing you can talk about.
That's true.
You know, you can't make fun of a brain tumor when you know someone who's got a fucking brain tumor. And then you can't make fun of, you know, somebody who likes to do orgies because you're like, this guy I know who's pretty cool, likes to do orgies.
We'll call him N. Diaz. I know, it's just, and you're like, I can't make that joke.
Another Nicanor party this weekend.
Hey, like, okay. N. Diaz.
Oh, sorry. Let's call him Nicanor D. That seems more anonymous.
Simpsons. I love it. Mrs. Krabappel died. So, but anyway, so back to, that was disgusting and hilarious. Yeah, one of the best things that you've ever done.
Thank you.
And I love it when you push the envelope.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, yeah, I'd like to push the envelope.
I know, but it's great then because it works. I know. Oprah in Space, when we first started doing it, I was a little bit like, this is going too far.
Yeah.
But it was just far enough because it's funny.
You know, I don't even, it's funny that people too will tell me it's racist, but
right.
also they like it. And also,
yeah.
I don't consider Oprah in Space racist because I'm not doing an impression of, hey, here's a black guy that doesn't exist. That's my Oprah impression.
Yeah.
That is the best Oprah I know how to do.
That's the worst, worst defense of that is so unreasonably like, it's not racist. Yeah. I loved it.
Well, yeah. Here's the problem. Like, what if I was doing an impression of a Mexican guy?
Okay.
And he actually came up to me and was like, yo, dog. And it's like, okay, here's what happened.
Right.
But he actually did that. So am I supposed to, because I'll do an impression of anybody.
Okay.
I do an impression of my uncle. Is that racist?
No, it's great.
Yeah.
And almost spot on.
Yeah, and it sounds like him. That's the thing.
That's
if
true.
Anyone I'll talk about, I'm happy to do their impression.
So you sound just like Oprah is what you're saying when you do Oprah in Space.
I'm doing my best to sound like
I
Oprah.
I understand. It's hard to sound
with
like
my
a black
limited
lady.
Understand. By the way,
Whoopi Goldberg can't do it.
In about a week, we have a big event coming up. Oprah's favorite things, which she does every holiday.
Are for real?
So that's going to happen on this show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oprah in Space's favorite things?
Oprah's favorite space things.
Oprah's in Space. Oprah and favorite space things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some combination of Oprah's favorite things plus the word space.
I like it a lot. I look forward to it.
So I had a run-in.
Okay.
A couple run-ins in the same night, kind of.
All right.
So here's what happened. Walking around Denver.
Yes.
Here's what I've been doing lately. I drive down there, and I'll just walk around a bunch of different places and do some different things.
Places. Businesses. 16th Street Mall.
No, like, I mean, for a while, what I was doing is I'd go down there and park somewhere, you know, afar.
Okay.
From 4 miles from 16th Street, maybe.
Right.
And then, you know, I'd look up, like, best hamburger, Denver.
All right.
Yelp, and then I would try the top 5
All
until
right.
I found one I was satisfied with.
It's magnificent.
Yeah. Were they good, these burgers? I recommend Park Burger.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation, my top recommendation right. for burgers.
Right.
Finley's Pub, also underrated.
Okay.
Excellent.
Right on.
Wow. I wish I could remember. There's one that's on just, let's see.
Tin Tiber
Lake. The west side of I-25 and Spear. It's kind of right in that little neighborhood
okay.
that everyone seems to like. Horrible.
Oh.
Burger King burger.
Okay.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not
I don't like that.
Good.
I don't like when they're like, this is good because it's popular.
The
or
place
it's good
was
because
packed,
it's a chain.
And it was like a bar.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be real good.
Right.
Not good.
It's amazing how mediocre food can be lauded as good. Like, everyone should be able to tell the difference between a good, juicy, fresh, fantastic, unique burger
yeah.
with fresh lettuce and tomato and
yes.
onion if you're a fucking crazy grossy.
Right.
And, you know, really good bun.
Right.
Versus, like you said, a Burger King burger, but people don't seem to be able to discern.
No. And you know, here are two tricks that people are tricked by at burger places. Number one, Kobe beef burger.
Right.
Kobe beef, I don't think is great for hamburgers. It's dry.
Right. It's just in Japan.
If they cook it the same way.
Right?
It's not, well, it's like a certain grass-fed
Oh, so you can make it here now. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
And it's from like a lineage, I think, okay. of certain kinds of cows.
All right.
But it's more, you know, it's more natural. It's greener. And right. they feed it. They don't feed it other dead cows.
Okay.
Well, not that's that good. Great.
Okay.
But then. Yeah.
No, I.
Here's the other big trick. Sweet potato fries. People assume if a place has fucking sweet potato fries,
right.
this is amazing.
Or.
It's not amazing.
If it has those big cut. What are they called?
Steak fries?
Yeah, you got yeah. your steak fries.
Yeah. No, yeah. thin fries. Fries are thin. Potatoes right. are thick. If you want to give me a potato, give me a goddamn potato.
Yeah. You know what
I
else?
I want a wedge.
I don't like at all two sauces.
No.
We have our special sauce and mayo. We have our sweet chipotle barbecue sauce and our southwestern chili sauce. That doesn't make a good burger to me.
No.
Adding shit on top of a burger?
No.
New.
You know what else is a bad sign? Mm. This is a good sign. If you go to a burger place and you see this, turn around and leave.
Okay.
If it's all, Black if they person. Don't have recipes, if okay. they have build your own.
Right.
And they don't have, every burger place should have like 4 to 8.
Special burger.
They're like, this is our barbecue yep. and here's the cheese that comes on it.
Yes.
And here's the toppings. Here's our blue cheeseburger. Here's what comes on it. Here are the toppings.
Yeah.
You don't need to build your own burger.
I agree.
You don't need it.
It's not the same as pizza. Burgers aren't pizza. Pizza's good to build your own because pizza is always the same with different toppings. But a burger can be entirely different if it has a different type of cheese and a sauce and a pickle versus ketchup versus mayo versus I agree with you 100%.
Well, and if you know so much about burgers, why are you going to the burger restaurant? Yeah. Make your own fucking burger. I want to see, hey, Smokehouse Burger, 2 beef patties, cheddar cheese, our special barbecue sauce, haystack onions, and on this one and not on any others except possibly the avocado burger.
Right.
Add bacon, 50 cents.
Nice.
Where they say, you might like it, but you might not.
You don't have to have it. And I want them to have different breads. I want you to have a different, you know, this has got our fluffy, you know what I'm saying.
And the thing is, too, there's room for a shit bun.
Right.
Because some places are just, you know, we have burgers for $4.
Right.
And they're so good, the bun doesn't really matter.
That's fair.
It's just a grip for the burger. And then, you know, fresh baked buns.
Right. Oh, that sounds good. I'm getting so hungry. This is awful.
Here's the thing, how they trick everybody, too, because they'll say, we got a pretzel bun.
Right.
But here's how you know it's a trick. You know who else has a pretzel bun? Wendy's.
Yes.
Bullshit.
I had a pretzel bun just recently at a place with a burger.
Yeah.
Not very fucking good. I don't know if it was Red Robin or Chili's, but it was one or the other.
Yeah.
They don't have very good burgers at Red Robin and Chili's, it turns out.
Well, because here's what happened. These massive company that delivers the shit frozen food to Chili's caught on, and they're like, oh, we can make a bun brown and have a little slice in the top. Everyone says, oh, it's a pretzel bun.
I know.
It's not a pretzel bun.
I think it was Chili's.
Bullshit.
I know. The Chili's is also the one I was thinking of when I was thinking of that goddamn, they will fucking put 5 sauces on a fucking burger.
Yeah.
And it's crumbly, shitty burger meat.
Burger. Yeah.
And I'm just like, this isn't a burger. I don't care how much fucking crap you put on top of it.
Burger is also a great test of a restaurant. Because if they can't make a good burger, I guarantee you, you're not going to enjoy anything.
Then. I agree.
It's going to be horrible.
And burger, horrible indeed.
Yeah.
And burgers are a lot too, for me, like a breaded chicken.
Yeah.
You can have the best, what's the breaded chicken with the marinara sauce on top of it and spaghetti on the side? Chicken marinara?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, it's a pretty, it's a regular,
chicken
if you go to a, thank you,
yeah.
chicken parmesan. If you go to an Italian joint, you'll probably find chicken parmesan.
Yeah.
There is a fucking crazy vast difference between shitty, you know, just wet,
greasy,
not
a melted
crisp.
Slice of cheese that's not melted and still in its original square.
With like some Prego, or worse than Prego, just their homemade sauce on top of the shitty spaghetti.
Put 8 ounces of chives on top of that just so it looks okay. Or
versus
green onions.
A delicious, burgers are something that you can make a magnificent burger with the exact same ingredients.
Yeah.
or a terrible piece of shit goddamn meal.
Right.
That's how I feel about... So yes, a burger, if you're at a burger joint, and a chicken parmesan, if you're at an Italian joint, are two go-to meals that you can get a vast difference, and they are a good barometer for if that place is good.
And the minute it shows up, you know.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
When it's all wet, when like the bottom, the bun on the bottom is all like soggy.
Through, and you're like, how long has this been sitting on the bun? Because if it's been 10 minutes, I'm pissed. If it's been 30 seconds, we're in huge trouble.
Right.
What is going to be inside?
Oh, it's all crispy on the outside and then gray, you know, or white on the... I don't like crumbly, like, beef. Yeah. Like, and that's why I don't like buffalo burgers. Like you were just talking like about
buffalo,
where people are like,
buffalo's so dry.
We have buffalo. It's dry and it doesn't hold together well.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste good in your mouth.
No. People are crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
They'll say... Oh, this place has a great buffalo burger. And it's like, do you really like it? Or do you just like that it's different from a hamburger?
I agree.
It's not good.
No, it's not. There's a reason that we murder cows for our burgers all the time. We would have bison farm if bison burgers were good.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of bison farms.
Mark my words. We are less than 6 months from a McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's having sweet potato fries.
And a bison burger.
And a bison burger.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Mark Maron my words.
Mark Maron my words.
I agree.
Which means podcast.
I'm starting that. I will have to have a podcast with him where he apologizes to me about this later.
That's what he does.
Yep.
That's his thing.
He's sorry, it was weird.
You know what? I'm going to get this thing out.
Hang on. You are. I was just watching Louie, which has gotten better.
Oh,
and every other episode,
one of those.
I'm not a fan, but every other episode's fucking magnificent.
Yeah.
And Mark Maron was on that one, and Louie apologized to him. He's like, you know what? You did this 5 years ago.
This exact thing.
And I don't know what you want me to say, because, you know, you apologized, and I accepted it then, and I'm a little, you know, uncomfortable that you don't remember it now, and I don't really know, I don't want to say, yes, I accepted this. Great.
Yeah,
I was just
like,
this is great.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good episode. So,
I just saw a really good one. Did you see the one where he was trying to fix the doll?
Mm-mm.
He bought his daughter a doll for Christmas.
Okay.
And then he's...
Okay.
He gets it and the eyes aren't in the eye sockets. They're just blank holes.
Oh.
And he's like, what the fuck happened to your eyes? You know, and
right.
He's shaking it and he sees the eyes are inside.
Okay.
So then he's trying to get the eyes out with like chopsticks and it just escalates from there, you know, and then it cuts to him drilling a hole in the back of this baby's head and then he's trying to put the eyes on top of it and it just looks freakish. All this crazy shit happens. There's this part, there are two really great parts.
Okay.
One is where, you know, if something happens, he like drops something and he goes, shit on my father's balls, you know. And then there's another part where he just starts crying. He's just looking at it,
right,
and he has a little meltdown.
Okay.
Right. You know, if you're at home listening to this, just look up Louis C.K., spelled like Lewis.
Yes.
And then doll. And it'll come right up. You'll love it. You'll love it. I guarantee.
It's sometimes I feel like it's trying too hard or it's going for a little too much pathos.
Yeah.
But it's not earned that he's like, you know, let's have feelings. Sometimes, though, it fucking hits the nail so perfectly. There was an episode, the one where he goes on vacation to Florida and he makes friends with that guy.
Oh, yeah, sort of a fake gay relationship.
Yeah, yeah, and he wants to keep hanging out, so he's like, fuck it, I'm going to stay here. And then, the guy's like, you know, I'm not gay, which was funny, but just hit it home, like... When you want to stay longer, when you're like, I'm really having fun. I'm really, you know, feeling it with this guy.
Keep the magic.
Too long. And I was like, this is so sad and right on. Right the fuck. It didn't even need the gay part. It didn't need the comedy.
No.
Like, that's when it's earned for me. When it's like, you know, I was like, I liked that episode before it got funny. Or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, because we've all been there, right? Because what you do is you try and, you know, you're on vacation.
Right.
You try to recapture that magic or keep it a little too long.
Yes.
And then you fuck it up for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, Christ.
I was thinking, for me, it's not vacation. For me, it's people. I was thinking when you meet somebody, you're like, this guy is great. You're like, oh my God, I found a new friend.
Yeah.
And then you push it a little too far and either you or them does something that fucking shatters it. And you're like, oh, they're a human being.
And they're going to normal.
It's going to end just like every other fucking relationship.
Yeah, it's going to hate that.
It's going to turn into the same thing. Like, that made me sad and made me happy at the same time.
It's true.
I was just like,
you can't help it.
You're hanging out with them. He's hanging out with the guy and his family's thing and his dad speaking Spanish.
Yeah, and they're having a great time.
And he's talking, he's, you know, discovers that he's like, oh yeah, my dad's Mexican. I grew up in Mexico. I'm seven, you know, I was seven. And we've all been there.
Right.
You discover somebody's into comics like you are and you're like, maybe this could be my next big friend. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, I don't even like this person anymore. And I don't like myself.
Yeah, I don't like me for getting involved in it.
Yeah, for wanting to be that excited. Like, it really hit me hard, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry if you haven't seen that episode, everyone.
Yeah, but we just spoiled it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's that horrible human condition of like, how come when is enough enough?
Totally.
How come I couldn't have just had this good time and then let it go?
That's true.
I had to keep it alive.
Right.
Well, let's do a segue right back into what I was talking about.
Yes.
Wow. We left you last time. We were talking about how I was walking around.
Yes.
So
good.
So I walked around and was going back to my car rather late.
Yes.
I had stopped at a bakery and bought a decadent cookie to eat in the car on the way home.
You rebel.
Yeah. These are my big days in the city. Pete, man of the streets.
You were pantsless, though, so all the crumbs fell directly on. And I don't mean pantsless with your boxers. Your dick was out.
Yeah.
So the crumbs got in your pubes.
Inside the pee hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your urethra.
Is that the pee hole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking back to my car with this decadent cookie, and I'm in this neighborhood where I parked. Now, here was what happened. I couldn't remember exactly where I parked.
Right.
I knew I was within two blocks of this certain, you know, cross streets.
You recognized where you were,
yeah,
but you were like, what street did I turn on?
Yeah, and I was like, well, balls. Okay, there could be like an 8-block area where I could be. And then also, you know how the longer you look for your car, the more you're just like, maybe I was like 3 blocks away.
Oh, even when I look at it for it in the parking lot,
yeah,
I'm like, did I come out here yesterday and park in the first row on the left?
Yeah.
Or was that at lunch and I'm in the fourth row on the right in the back?
Right.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I'm walking in this neighborhood too, and there's a tow truck there towing some car. So I'm thinking, did I just in a fugue? What if I just parked in front of a driveway?
Oh.
How long will I walk before I say, my car is goddamn gone? Because I had a place where I was pretty sure I parked.
Yes.
And I couldn't find my car there.
I have genuinely, absolutely convinced myself that my car has been stolen out of the parking lot at work.
Me too.
I'm like, yeah, okay, good. Then you know what I'm talking about. Which is dumb as fuck.
You know.
Because I've done it more than once. So I should have told myself after the first time, hey, dummy.
Yeah.
Your car didn't get stolen.
The few times I've ridden my bike to work, I like go out and then I'm like, where's my car?
Yeah.
And I say, oh, wait, I rode a bike like a poor person who did have his car stolen. Not like
like a healthy person.
Yeah, sure. That's why I do it for health.
Yeah. So you couldn't find your car.
Couldn't find. So
you were pretty sure it was in a place. You were like,
quite a while.
Okay.
You know, and I was kind of tired, but I was okay.
Okay.
So I figured I wasn't at a point of panic. I was more at the point, because having done this before, 5 years ago, I would have been in a panic.
Right.
Me today is like, you've done this about 40 times in your life.
You'll find
it. And every single time, you found your car.
Right.
Let's walk around, you know, let's look at the time. It's 9:30 p.m.
Yep.
Let's keep walking for another hour, and if you don't find it, and
call the police.
Let's start doing this in a rational start here. Go 2 blocks further than you think, turn around, come down the next street, same thing.
Canvas.
Pay attention.
It's like when you think you're lost and you haven't gone far enough and you go one more street because you know you're not lost and you get to the street you're looking for.
Exactly.
Just keep pushing through. Let the panic subside.
So I'm walking up and down the same couple blocks for about 45 minutes when I happen upon this very drunk gentleman on the corner. He's swaying.
Okay.
He's, you know, looking around. He's like, hey, do you know how to get to 13th and Marion? And I was like, actually, I do, because I didn't tell him, but I was like, no. I've been walking. That's about where I thought I parked.
You've got to memorize.
It just so happens.
Yep.
So that's kind of my core.
Okay. That's where you start at.
If this was an ab workout, that would be my core.
You're working your way out. If this was a delicious cinnamon roll, that's the center.
You'll compare everything to a cinnamon roll.
Fuck yeah. I'm 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah, so that would be the very center.
Yep.
The locus.
Yeah.
So he says, do you know where it is? And I say, yeah. You're on 13th, right? Or you're on Marion right now.
Right.
13th is probably 3 blocks that way. And I point him and he's like, Shakespeare. He stumbles off.
Awesome.
So
how old?
I don't know. Late 20s or
homeless
30s.
Or no, young no, and no. bar. Okay. Yeah, just yeah, a drunk guy. Like you or I.
Drunk college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not college, post college, but real drunk.
Okay.
You know, wobbling, just
crazy
standing.
Drunk. Yeah.
So then I go 2 more blocks, as is my plan, then turn and come down the next street.
Okay.
Get a couple blocks down. He's standing there.
Oh my God.
And he goes, hey dude, he doesn't remember. You know, that he had asked me before, and I say, yeah, it's 2 blocks this way. And he's like, all right. He starts walking down the complete
opposite
90 degrees from the direction I pointed him. I'm walking that way anyway, and I'm like, hey, follow me.
Yeah.
I'll show you where it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here's the other thing. I was thinking, I don't want to run past this guy.
No,
like
the third
times.
Time.
It's going to get
annoying. And he's going to remember the last.
He's going to be like, what are you doing? And he's going to think, I'm pointing in the wrong direction. Then we're going to get in a physical altercation. I'll accidentally push his nose bone into his brain
it's
and
true.
Get 10 years in the slammer and then have to get my daughter and be harassed by John Malkovich.
It's true. Malkovich is going to rape you so fucking hard. And John Luigi is probably going to be annoying.
And I don't even want to be involved with that guy.
Nobody does. Yeah. Mario.
I'd rather do the prison sex with Ving Rhames than hang out with Leguizamo.
If I had to be raped by one or the other, even though Leguizamo.
I'm saying hang out with Leguizamo.
You wouldn't even
still.
Be like, Ving Rhames has got to have a giant dick, though.
At least one of us will enjoy it. Leguizamo is not going to enjoy me, and I guarantee you I'm not going to enjoy him.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. It's your ass. Literally. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like, follow me, drunkie.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's go. Follow me. So he's like, thanks, man. So we start walking. He's walking super fast.
Okay.
You know, he's got like drunk strength.
Yeah.
And he's telling me, he's like, oh, you know, I got the worst headache and all this stuff.
Right.
You know, and he's like, I'm supposed to take these headache pills and all this.
Oh, wow.
Like,
you're really getting to know him.
Yeah. And, you know, he's saying all this shit, but in my head, I'm just thinking, okay, you're just wasted.
Yeah.
You know, you're not like, I have this headache problem. He told me it was wasted, and he's telling me everything he did.
Right, right.
And then we keep walking, and then he keeps stopping and saying, dude, we're going to 13th and Marion. I say, yeah, it's this way. I can see the intersection.
He's not convinced that you're taking. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And I say, we're going. Just keep following.
Okay.
You know, and then I start asking him, because I'm wondering when we get there, I'm like, are you going to a car or like
what's,
a house?
What are you meeting
what's
here?
What's going on?
Yep. Yeah.
How come no one's looking for you?
Yeah.
Because he tells me to, and I pick him up. He's like, I've been walking around here for 2 hours trying to find.
Oh, my God.
And he's only 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of me identified with him, too, because I'm like, I've also been walking around for quite a while.
I'd rather be drunk like you.
Me, too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So we keep walking. Then he slows way down.
Okay.
You know, he's walking fast. He's walking slow.
This does a zigzag. Yeah, that's great.
I kind of have to be like, hey, man, come on. We're almost there.
It's a kid. You are literally leading an animal.
Taking
not literally.
Care of this strange
figuratively
man.
Leading an animal or a retarded child.
Yeah. So then we keep walking. Finally, we get there. And I have to stop him and be like, okay, this is 13th and Marion.
Right.
Do you know where you're going? And he's like, oh, yeah. That's my place up the stairs there. But right now, I'm going to go get some rum. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, no. Because
there's a bar right there.
So he leaves. Oh, no.
So he's like, hey, man, thank you so much for walking me. And I was like, no problem.
Yeah, you're
and
a nice
he
guy.
Looks at me.
Okay.
And he goes to shake my hand. We're shaking hands. And he goes, with your braces, bitch. And then he like, what?
Are you fucking serious?
I am dead serious.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What kind of asshole?
I don't know.
What? with your braces, bitch.
After even I walked drunk, the son of a bitch.
You're like,
all around
like,
the neighborhood.
Thank you so much.
He's drunk.
You're
helpless.
A lifesaver. I would never have made it back.
Complete turn.
Holy fuck. Were you hurt or amused or
no,
both?
No, I just didn't. I didn't care. Oh. You know what it made me think about? I finally hit the wall.
Okay.
Where I don't even really notice braces
yeah.
anymore. Where
yeah.
it's just become a part
you're
of my body.
You're not commenting on your adult braces constantly anymore.
No.
Yeah.
But I, you know, and I know it used to be I would go somewhere.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay, we're going to order food at this place. You have adult braces.
Right.
Right. Now I don't think about it too yeah. much, you know, or sometimes I see people see it.
Yep.
And then I'm just, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
But the thing is, as I'm walking around, I mm-hmm. don't think about it the way I used to.
Yeah. That's good.
So,
you moved
yeah,
past it.
But, you know, that was a stark reminder.
Yeah. With your braces,
like, that's
bitch.
What made me realize that I don't think about it, though.
Wow.
So it was good and bad.
I'm glad. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What kind of crazy, retarded asshole savant
I know.
Is so drunk that he can't make it
I know.
To, but he can remember.
I know.
He can notice your braces. If I was that drunk, I don't think I would notice that about somebody.
I can't believe he could even see because
right.
there were street signs. So he should have been able to find 13th
yeah.
at the least.
Because he was already on the fucking cross street he needed, like
yeah.
you said.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
With
it was pretty great.
Braces. How was it? Did he scamper or giggle or was it aggressive or
it wasn't aggressive, but he didn't seem to find it very hilarious either.
Right. It
was
genuine, but it was just like a,
yeah,
a
yeah.
fuck you. Like yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it's
wow.
super hurtful just because I know he was so wasted that he couldn't even figure out where he was.
Right.
You know, and he couldn't even follow a direction, nor could he, when I'm walking him down the street, say I just need to follow this man.
Right.
He still was sort of wow. getting lost, and I had to kind of coax him along.
But he
so
knew
he
enough.
Was like super mega wasted.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's awful. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking story.
Yeah, and then just as like the finish of the whole thing,
okay.
I was going home, so then I'm in the car eating my decadent cookie.
Yeah.
And didn't even realize it, but then the next day I get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So this had sort of a chocolate coating on part of it.
Did
and
you get
it must
all
have
over
fallen
your
off
steering wheel or the
all
chair?
Over the seatbelt.
Oh.
So then it was streaked all, and I was getting out of the car and saw on my coat, I was like, why do I have like a brown slash across my coat?
Right.
You know, and then I see it's on the seatbelt because what had happened is, you know, I remember back eating this cookie.
Right.
Heater going full blast.
Yeah, so you
must
melted
have been
it right onto.
A whole chunk of chocolate fell off onto the seatbelt.
Awesome.
Yeah. Melted onto the seatbelt, and then I just, you know. Proceeded to
that
ruin my whole,
to anyone.
My whole thing.
Braces or no?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
don't.
I don't
know.
Think it was braces related.
That's awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm impressed. I mean, I love that. I love that it happened.
Yeah,
I'm glad
well,
you weren't
yeah,
too hurt.
Too. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hilarious though.
Yeah.
Fucking dick. But also
oh, yeah.
funny. I know, but
I
that's
know.
How it is. Like you're like,
what are you gonna do?
Is he a monster or was he so drunk that it's just hilarious?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You can't really take too much of anything.
That's true. Don't take that personally.
How you go, what are you going to do?
That's true.
You can't. You'll never survive adult braces if that's how you're going
to
take
that's
it.
A good way to look
I
at it.
I promise you that.
Sometimes I use humor about my weight as a defense.
Yeah,
because I can, you know, say something first before somebody else does,
oh,
or
yeah.
make it funny.
Yeah.
But I feel like similar to you know getting over it.
Yeah,
it's just like you kind of forget you're fat.
Yeah,
you don't think
you
of
don't,
yourself.
You don't
as
talk
like
about
it
me,
all the time,
the fat guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. You're not Kevin Smith. You're not like I
no.
have a weight problem.
No.
You know, it's not my one go-to. I'm not the comedian
right. Right.
who's all his jokes are about how fat he is.
Right. Right.
Although,
I'm so Mexican
no.
that I yeah.
There was this great guy though, this big fat guy, and he's like, you probably think that a lot of my show. Is going to be about eating.
Yeah.
You're right. I really like that. Because I was like, right the fuck on. It wasn't like, I'm fat, look at me. It was super owning it.
Yeah.
And that's not even barely a joke. And it was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It was half in his delivery, but I enjoyed
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it works. You can make it work.
Yeah. I've thought lately, because I know, have you gone lately to do more stand-up at the Cellar or whatever the fuck?
No. I gave up on that.
Why?
Well, two reasons. One,
okay.
when you would go, it would be the people doing the show.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
So you're doing these bits in front of the other people who are just waiting to go.
Yeah.
And then also the people who are going would get upset because they'd be like, nobody's laughing. But it's like, I saw you do this a week ago.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's what anything's less funny. My favorite show is less funny if I've heard the joke already.
And there were like two guys who would go who I thought were pretty funny, and the rest were like ridiculously bad.
Okay.
And then the other thing is I discovered that that is not my thing. Like, because here's what the problem. When you do stand-up,
right,
you have to basically do the same material over and over until it's perfect.
Yes.
But also, the way you're supposed to deliver it is like you're telling a story for the first time.
Yep.
And to me, it doesn't, I don't think I can sell that. And it's boring to me. It's boring me to work up 3 minutes of material over and over. And the thing is, when you go to the open mic, it's not like, because, you know, when you see a guy on HBO and he's got an hour.
He's been doing all of, he's been perfecting those bits and going around. Yeah.
Well, or when a Louis C.K. goes on stage, he gets like 15 minutes.
Right.
So that's more interesting to me, working up a 15-minute, because the things I did, too, had mixed success, because I think that I couldn't sell myself to the audience all the way. You know, it was hard for me to talk about the sort of things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Like, I went up and I did this whole set about genital warts, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, here's, you know, da-da-da, and I thought it was funny.
Okay.
And maybe it wasn't. But also, I think that they were a little bit taken. I got the impression people were just like, okay,
holy fuck, sharing. This guy's got fucking genital warts and he wants to tell us about
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, how? Why would you start with that?
Right.
But if you have 3 minutes, I can't start with, hey, here's a little get to know me joke. Here's some things about, you know, just some general things we can all agree
on. I just flew in from Ohio.
Yeah.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Yeah,
I sounded like Patrick Warburton a little there. Huh?
I think to be effective, you have to have 15 minutes.
Right.
In order to get...
You have to get them on your side.
And to get them on your side and start with some bullshit.
Yep.
And then you can tell things that are actually funny.
Right.
You know, if you watch a stand-up, probably... unknown stand-up.
Okay.
Some guy you don't know. That's the other thing. When you're like a Jim Gaffigan, you can jump right in.
In fact...
everybody knows you.
Half of it is... Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the expectant. It's the go-to.
Right.
Or, like, I agree with you. If you're Jerry Seinfeld, what is it? Old? Yeah, I mean, I'm with you,
Well, just like Good Fiction. Good Fiction has something in it called horses. These are your, like, themes that run through that you call back to. And the way you do an effective callback is you set something up, you go back to it, then you go back to it, but you twist it.
Yeah.
You don't have time to do that in 3 minutes.
Right.
There's no way. You can't even set up a horse to go back to.
Right.
So to me, it's pointless. Yeah. Doing 3 minutes of stand-up is a complete waste of time, unless you're somebody who's just not comfortable on stage and talking into a microphone.
So you're learning how to be comfortable up there, and it's more
really
of
a big thing for me.
I can
me.
See that. It doesn't seem to be.
So I got bored.
Okay.
So I haven't gone back.
Okay. That's a good reason to not go back.
Yeah.
You reminded me of when you said that you went too far too fast.
Yeah.
Or you didn't have them on your side.
Yeah.
You reminded me of a comedian talking about, I think it was Doug Stanhope, but even if it wasn't, it doesn't matter. It might as well be him.
Yeah.
Some comedian where they were like, this was the first time I've ever seen somebody go on stage and not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Not try to get the audience on their side and not care.
Right.
And, you know, I can see you doing that some.
Yeah,
I don't think you're actively aggressive, but I don't think you give a fuck.
No.
I don't think...
I'm not trying to piss anyone off,
no.
But I do not care what they... I don't care if I leave and they think I'm a horrible person if they laughed.
Right.
But, you know, and the other thing is you have to have an audience.
Right.
There's no point to doing it for an audience of just other people who are waiting for their turn, because they're not really listening
That's
to you.
That's true.
They're thinking
they're
about
waiting
what they're
for their
say.
Set. Or they're actively rooting against you. They're not there to laugh.
And the other thing is, it's not the group that goes there. They go up, they do their 3 minutes, they fucking leave.
Right.
They don't stay. I would stay.
That's monstrous.
For the other people.
Why would you not?
Because they, you know, they're like, oh, it's a cold room. No one's laughing. It's not fun. And they've seen the other five people.
Right.
There.
I can see that. That's so too bad.
Not
That's not conducive.
No, it wasn't good. I wasn't enjoying it. It wasn't as hard or as challenging as I thought.
Because there wasn't enough people to make it hard and challenging. Right. If you had the opportunity to make people laugh and failed, that'd be a bigger deal than not having the opportunity.
Right.
If there's five guys there that are all doing their own set that have seen your shit and you've seen theirs, there's nothing doing.
Yeah.
It's like when you play somebody against in a game you know you're going to win. It's not fucking fun. You don't get the victory. You don't care if you win or lose.
Yeah, and you know, the guy who got the most laughs was the guy who basically just went up and he played an accordion and did a bunch of one-liners.
Oh.
And like, it's fine, but to me, it just kind of, that illustrates that environment. It's like, you'll do the best. And yeah, watching that guy get laughs, I was thinking, okay, you know what? That probably is the best thing you can do with 3 minutes.
Right.
Because if you can just do a joke that's not personal to you, that's not really...
You have to tailor it to...
funny.
It's not a story. It's a...
And he does like a French accent too.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
And that's just not me. I don't think that's my medium.
No, I don't think it is either. If you ever told me you played an accordion, either in front of an audience or not, I'd be like, why? Like, what the fuck?
I don't want a crutch. You know, and I'd prefer to go the other way.
Right.
I was listening to this interview with an author, and he was saying that he was in this workshop, and what the guy who ran it would do, he would book them readings, but he would not book them at bookstores or coffee shops. He would book them like at shitty pool halls and stuff, because his thinking was, if you don't write something that gets people's attention, they are not going to pay attention to you. They have other things they could be doing, so you have to write something that gets people's attention.
Okay.
That makes them say, like, all right, this isn't just literary... nonsense.
It's not masturbatory.
Yeah.
Did it work?
You can't read Jack Kerouac. Yeah. I mean, because if you have that pressure of thinking, I'm going to have to read this out loud at a pool hall.
Instead of I've already sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's right on. The victory matters more when it's harder to get.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, is I think that the difference between victory and failure at that open mic was non-existent.
Okay.
A total victory would mean... people were kind of laughing.
Yeah.
A total failure would mean none of five people were really paying attention.
All right. I respect that. The reason I brought it up and the reason I asked is because I was, entertain the students that I work with instead of fucking actually making them work because I'm a bad person.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes I'm pretty funny and it feels great.
Yeah.
I got an audience. I've got four or five of them sitting around and it's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, saying shit and I'm going just far enough and I've got good timing and I'm like, I'm great. And, you know, so I get Sarah to laugh and I'm like, maybe I should do something with comedy. Maybe I like being the center of attention, but not in a negative or a just look at me way.
Yeah.
I like comedy.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
I'm good at it. I'd like to think, fuck you for not thinking, everybody listening. But, I was like, maybe I should do stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck can I put my spontaneous bullshit into form?
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I'm lazy and I don't care that much and it's just fleeting. Or maybe it's because it wouldn't work. But I was like, I don't think I could do stand-up.
You know, I think that like the two big things you'd have to do as a stand-up.
Right.
You would have to write a lot. You'd have to, I mean, write your stand-up.
Right.
Write out jokes and be working on the jokes to make them better. And you would have to practice. You'd have to go up a lot.
Definitely.
And that was the other... I just don't think in 3 minutes... 3 minutes of comedy is not...
Right.
It's not a goal for me.
No, that's fair.
I think anyone could make someone... I really think anyone could put together 3 minutes of stand... If anyone told their best story...
Right.
...in 3 minutes, I think it's got a couple laughs in it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could just tell any story I could tell about the time I ate rotten sausage and shit the bed.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's funny.
I could tell the story about you chewing gum. Chewing, right. Yeah. They'd be like,
You know, or someone saying with your braces, bitch.
I mean, that was funny, though.
You know, you could do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. That to me, it was not like a interesting goal.
No, that's fair. That's completely understandable.
It wasn't hard enough.
Yeah. You need a challenge.
Well, and you know, after doing this too, because this is sitting talking into a microphone.
I can't imagine, because that's the old, I mean, the huge difference between you and I is that I'm guesting on your show.
Mm.
I have never tried to do this alone. I cannot fucking imagine doing this alone. You've made it work when you do your power hours and get drunk, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But when you're doing your own show and being funny,
right.
That's hard. I don't understand how you do that. I can play off. But I don't think I could sit in front of a fucking microphone and go for an hour and be effective.
That, you know, so. And that's, I mean, the laughs per minute are probably pretty low sometimes, but doing this, you know, I do this for an hour a week.
Right.
So to go up for 3 minutes, it's like, I don't know, I could talk about 1,000 things.
Right.
But instead, I'll just talk about, you almost had to decide, do I want to talk about what I really want to talk about, or do I want to talk about the post office?
Yeah.
Because I got 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do I care more about making these 5 people laugh, or doing material that I think is of high quality?
Right. That's completely understandable. Yep. Yeah.
And so, you know what? It's a horrible place you're in when you're thinking, do I want to do this high quality material, or do I want to get laughs today?
That's not how it should be.
Yeah.
You're right. It should be honing. They should be together.
Yeah.
They should be married.
They should.
Yeah. If it's cross purposes, then it's not really doing you any favors either way.
They should.
Because you get your laughs and you feel empty.
Yeah.
Or you don't get your laughs and you're like, that was a waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was kind of depressing to go there too.
I can see that.
There were a lot of people there. There are a couple people who were probably in their 40s, their late 40s even, and they weren't good, and they'd been doing it forever, and it's hard to tell someone, give up on your dream.
Right.
But sometimes you want to say to somebody, if you can look me in the eye and tell me you're working as hard as you can on this.
And this is what you have?
Yeah. Like,
yes.
When you're at work, you get 2 15-minute breaks a day, and you're spending that 15 minutes working on your sets, and this is where you're at, you have to stop. You have to do something else, because this is never going to make you successful.
Yourself. Yeah.
Even on a level that just makes you personally fulfilled.
Right. You're not even making me laugh. I'm not even talking about you winning next comic standing, last comic standing.
No, it's making other people sad to watch this.
Right.
It's hard to watch.
That's awful. That's depressing.
Yeah. And then there was one lady who would go up.
Okay.
No, I saw two ladies. One was apparently she's a stripper also, and she was not funny, which is crazy, because you would think you'd have 100,000 great, hilarious stories from being a stripper, right? And how could you not?
Okay. I've got some great ones from when I stripped.
Money?
Right? But I just, no, I think that's the problem though, right? You're like, I'm more than a stripper. But you're not, and that's why you're a stripper.
I know.
I mean, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to prove to people I don't have to take my clothes off to be worthwhile.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be taking your fucking clothes off if you were more, I think.
Yeah. Well, she was a stripper,
sorry for your stripper listeners,
and she had
by the way.
A daughter and all this stuff, but she didn't talk about any of that stuff, really. And, you know, you just think, okay, well, this isn't funny because.
Right. I mean,
there's got to be something better.
Right.
There has to be.
They should be able to dig deeper. Like you said, there's probably... Some people just can't. And I don't know. Yeah. Comedy's fucking subjective, too. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because some people want the stories. Some people want the accordions.
Yeah.
Some people want Mitch Hedberg, who can be funny.
Yeah.
Some people want the people who play musical instruments and play songs, which can't be funny, and fuck you if you do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people want Louis C.K. with the painful... but awesome and insightful. Some people want, like you said, the guy who does Hot Pocket, which isn't nearly as deep.
Yeah.
And half of his is about food, but it's really funny. So it's a tough line. Jerry Seinfeld is genuinely funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, is a seminal comedian.
Yeah.
He doesn't get super deep.
No, he's not deep. You know, Jim Gaffigan's not deep.
Right.
But they're both funny, but I think they both provide something that you're not going to get from somebody else.
I do agree with you on that, because they have something more than the other people that are just as surfacey as them.
Yeah.
Because they live it.
Yeah.
And they hone it.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you on that. Just because he makes jokes about Hot Pockets doesn't mean that he doesn't hit the buttons that need to be hit to really get you.
Right.
To be like, I have Hot Pockets.
Right.
And I think about dumping them in the toilet in their little sleeves, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, there are certain topics, too, that you can tell, every fucking person talks, you know.
Right.
Isn't it crazy how you had to blow into Nintendo? You're just like, okay. You know, or you'll bash whatever group, you know, now it's hipsters. Before it was emo.
Yeah.
Before it was goth.
Yeah.
You know, you just bash that group because then people like that.
I do not like that some humor is apparently just fucking talking about common... If all of us... Have you heard about Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked?
Yeah.
And then everybody's supposed to laugh?
Yeah, you're supposed to get excited. But honestly, It's just boring.
Right. It's
and
not
you're like, yes, I did.
There's even
what
comedians that I
you tell me about it.
There's comedians that I enjoy that have done a few stand-ups lately that I've watched that I have not even liked, like Louis
yeah.
Black.
Yeah, where he's gotten horrible.
He just talks about, well, he used to be really funny.
I know, but now he's bad.
And it's not good because you're like, you're not, all you're doing is bringing up topics.
Yeah.
Or you're still yelling about, like, you know, Bush. We need to talk about Bush. And it's like, no, we don't.
You're like, is he even alive?
Oh, my God.
He could be dead.
And who cares?
Yeah, I don't really care.
And then there's other guys, like you were talking about. Another one who gets it personal because he talks about being a nerd or being fat, but it's personal, so it's funny because he relates it and then makes it funny, is Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, but, and again, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
He's an actual fat nerd.
Yes.
Who's, you know, fat, short nerd. And every time, even today when he's on a TV show, they cast him as fat, short nerd.
Yep.
You know?
I do. Oh, I do.
It's like the real thing.
Yeah.
But
it's just funnier. You can even, and I'm not, you know, there's even women comedians that are funny, you know, that do that where they own it.
Where they do the, like, here's the difference between men and women and it's good.
Right.
It's possible. But then there's so many that just do it and it's like,
it's
okay.
Not Aisha Tyler.
No.
I'm black and I'm tall and I got an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what?
Like, well, she's like a weird one too, because it's like, wait a minute. What's funny about, that would be like if I, you know, if Brad Pitt did stand up.
Right.
And he's like, I am so handsome.
I agree. Like,
okay.
I know.
Agreed. Yeah. When, what's,
I was real smart in school and I succeeded. And God damn, did I have a lot of sex.
Here's a picture of me happy with my parents.
I know.
Actually, that would be amazing. If Brad Pitt went up for 5 minutes and he's like, here are all my diplomas. Here's a list of my IMDb. You'll notice most of the movies are a 7.0 or above. My beautiful children and wife. And thanks. Good night.
We have to. That would be hilarious because that'd be a real fuck you. That would be pretty great. Here's what I thought was funny.
Are your worse than mine?
When you were like, here's a picture of me happy with my parents. Then you paused and said, actually, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you.
Oh, if I had one picture.
And I was like, that would be amazing. And then when you were talking about you, I felt bad. Because I thought you were like, you're like, that would be hilarious. If there's a picture of me with my parents together and happy. Because it never happened.
Yeah, you know what? They got divorced, but then around high school, they pulled it together enough to put their differences aside. And it's like, well, actually, my dad was kind of in prison, and my mom would not have been in a picture with him.
Not your mom's fault.
No.
Like, you know, 85% on...
Once your dad goes ex-con, your mom can kind of just...
She's allowed.
A pretty good excuse.
I know.
To not
when she's bad mouthing your dad, you don't have to be like, and your mom never really bad mouthed either. She made good choices. No,
all things considered.
Shit. Yeah.
She could have.
She
God
could.
Knows she had the material.
That's true. That's true. If she had, none of us would blame her.
No.
But she still wasn't like, you know, your dad's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I never heard her utter anything.
Had, you know, people always be like, oh, it was the worst. My parents played each other against each other and all that.
Right.
But if my mom had done that, I would have to look back at this point and say, like, yeah. I mean, what
well,
was she going to do?
Playing against each other, like...
Truth.
Hey, Jim, you always make me be the bad guy. It's not the same as, hey, Tom, you're in jail.
Yeah, or like, so you probably won't be visiting your dad because he's like living homeless in a tent in Arizona. And it's like, hey, that's my father.
Oh, God.
You know?
It's Mr. Dirk.
Listen, your dad, like... drinking in the back of the car while you drive at age 16 is not appropriate.
No.
It's like, hey, he's got his own life now. You butt out.
He lives the way he wants to live, Mom.
He's happy.
Your dad being sued for malpractice and also being stalking a court official.
Stalking a judge or something.
Or whatever. Or, you know, not only being held in contempt, but threatening people with violence.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, 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 Mom. You don't make my bed in the mornings anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really accuse her of anything when it's like she, you know, you're 15 and she drove you to the jail to visit him.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, how mad can you be?
Oh, Jesus. You know what? Not very mad. I guess that's why she's the lucky one that was on the Podiversary podcast.
You know, honestly, it's probably been worse for her because, like, the last couple years, I've had a couple times where I was like, so... What happened? How did you end up with this?
I want to know about that, though. I mean, did she answer those with satisfactory answers?
You know, she answered, but not... I mean, I still didn't really understand. Apparently, you know, she was attracted to him and thought he was cool.
That's
and
fair.
All that. And then...
That's kind of the best reason, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I think they... Here's what I think really happened. I think they weren't super serious.
Right.
And then he was moving.
Okay.
And I think she liked him more than she was prepared to admit at the time.
Yep.
And when he was getting ready to move to Texas, so they're in Chicago.
Okay.
They're
going
to move to Texas. And then he kind of said, like, we can stay together, but I'll probably sleep with other people.
Oh.
And then she kind of said, or he said, you can come with me or I'm going to go, but then I'll sleep with other people and stuff.
Okay.
And she said, well, I'm not going to go with you if we're not married.
Wow.
Because if we're married, then you're not sleeping with other people. But if we're not married, what can I do?
Right, right.
So they got married like real quick,
okay.
Like 2 days before they left.
Okay.
And then they were married and then they went.
How long after they got married did Ian happen? Because if you had asked me to put money on it,
yeah.
I'd have bet they got married because they had Ian. But
no,
I'd have been wrong.
But it was pretty quick because
okay.
Here's the other thing. My mom, you know, I was like, why did you have kids?
Yeah.
What was in that for
That's
you?
Great. That's a fucking great question for
now that
anyone.
You've seen how this is sort of turning out.
You guys
what do you think
have all
of your,
turned out?
Your decision?
You're all mildly unhappy, but you're
sure.
All, you know, none of you are monsters.
Sure, but I mean, it's not like, you know, I think... Do you think every parent has in the back of their head this little fantasy of like, maybe I did not become a Nobel laureate, but maybe my kid will.
Or yes.
Like, maybe my kid will become a rich rock star.
Or I think it's even simpler than that. I think it's maybe I didn't accomplish what I wanted.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not who I want to be.
Yeah.
But maybe I can create a little person and I can raise them well enough that they can become who they want to be.
Yeah.
Maybe they can be a little happier than me.
Right.
And maybe I can add to the world
yeah.
and make them a little bit better than me.
Yeah.
And I don't mean better in like stronger, faster.
Right.
But I just mean like a
they
little happier.
Attain a higher
yeah.
level of living
yeah.
or something.
Anyway, yes.
So, you okay. know, now that hasn't turned out. I
right.
mean, we're pretty much on the
You're
same
on equal footing.
Level. Yeah, we're pretty close.
You
me
and your
and
mom have a lot in common. Yeah,
yeah.
You are.
But, you know, so I kind of asked how did that happen? And she basically said she'd always wanted to have kids. And then when they moved to Texas, everything there was so boring, she figured she might as well get started.
That's so honest.
I know.
That's awesome. I appreciate that answer.
That's how my brother was born. And then as far as I was born, I
okay.
was sort of an accident.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
she said
it
was
one,
an accident,
too.
And then she said, well, you were an accident in that we weren't
actively
trying to have a kid, but not really trying to not
yeah.
have a kid.
Yeah.
So medium accident.
I know. You're just a okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. You're not even uh-oh or oops. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, so on the one yeah. hand, I'm like, okay, so that's sort of on purpose. But on the other hand, it's sort of like, well, so when you say accident, you mean I got in the car, stepped on the gas, and just closed my eyes.
That's true. Like, actively, like, in
yeah.
participating.
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
No, I don't
okay.
care.
I didn't
that's
think
irrelevant.
You would. I don't care either.
You know,
I was an accident.
Growing up, too, don't you
right.
think like 90% of babies are
oh,
semi-accidental,
fuck yes.
if not completely?
I feel like I've learned that from almost everyone I know. You're not the first or the 18th person to tell me
no.
that your parents, your mom told you
yeah.
you're pretty much an accident.
Yeah, and also the way I figure it, too, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't the accident that caused them to get married.
Right.
And they didn't stay together.
That's true.
Because of me. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
And fuck it. I mean...
You can't.
Know.
You don't have any agency in your own. Even if you fucking were, who
yeah.
gives a shit? It's
no.
not your fault. That's
no.
you're not an entity.
She made her own decisions.
Well,
God
that's
damn it.
If you were the cause. If you in parentheses were the cause, you
yeah.
weren't the cause.
Yeah,
them having you was the cause.
She sent me. So she gave me a birthday card this
okay.
year, and it said in it, "You are now the age that I was when you were born." And I was like, oh, that's
my
weird.
Dad's done that to me too.
Has he?
Yeah, he's been like, I had
on
two
your
kids 17th by
birthday.
The time. Nice. Now, my dad made two mistakes when he was 19 and 20.
That is young.
And I was, I was mistake number 3 of 4 when he was 30, I think.
Were 4 out of 4 of your dad's kids' mistakes?
Okay. My dad had his first one when he was 19.
So that's obviously.
That was an accident,
yeah.
yes. I believe the second one was an accident. Not only that, he had a vasectomy after the second one.
Oh, okay.
Then his ex-wife wanted another child, so he had a reverse vasectomy. Then they fucked, didn't have another kid, so he was like, my reverse vasectomy did not work.
So he thinks he's still
vasectomized. So he thinks he's vasectomized and he can't have children. Enough. Then he divorces the ex-wife. Not a good divorce, by the way, of course.
Slappy, crazy.
Yeah. So then he meets my mom, who's 10 years his junior. So he's, you know, 29-year-old and she's 19 or 30 and 20 or whatever. But he's like, hey, baby,
yeah,
I can't have babies.
Yeah,
I'm going to fuck you. Yep. So then he bangs her. And I am conceived. So that it worked. Yep. So I suppose my sister was probably the least accidental because they probably, I think she might have,
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think they planned.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, my mom took care of herself so she couldn't have kids after that.
Okay.
So, you know, after.
Because they just figured, hey, it's whatever's going on. Well, it's too powerful.
And I don't blame him. Jesus, he's got two from 10 years ago. Didn't
and
work out. Two from, then a reversal and a reversal, or, you know, vasectomy and a reversal. Then he has two more. You got to make sure there's not any more having.
That's true.
So, but I mean, that's how hilarious it is. I am the second set, the first accident of the second set.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, for me, accidents happen. If I have a kid, it'll be fucking from accident.
Yeah.
I do not want kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I always figure too, like, if you just don't want a kid, you can always exterminate that guy.
Yeah. But,
right?
We wouldn't.
No, well
mostly from
you and your wife.
Right, there we go. Even if I let me
not me and you.
Well, if we had an accidental kid.
No, I mean like you're saying we wouldn't like.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's not the
we're on the same page.
You and I. I don't know. That's great. I'm talking.
Yeah,
I'm speaking for you.
Wife, we wouldn't. Me and some crazy person.
Yeah, you and whichever crazy bitch you fuck once.
Yeah,
I shouldn't call her a bitch. She might be a nice lady.
Yeah, probably not.
You attract cute people.
Sure,
a lot of them
cute.
Are gay boys from the library, but you know.
A lot of gay boys.
They like the adult braces.
Yeah, they dig it.
With your braces,
they're like, well,
bitch.
It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like getting a teen and kind of not.
It kind of is. You're
none
a mature
trouble,
teen.
All the advantages.
Exactly. Well, for them.
Yeah,
for you,
yeah.
You're going to jail.
For me, it's just all bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, good, I could have a gay love affair and then go to jail.
It's
everything I've ever dreamed.
None of the advantages at all.
Could really fulfill the footsteps of my father.
You want to one-up him.
I know,
you
yeah.
need to do better than him.
Yeah.
No,
I got in jail for fucking a boy, so
oh,
there you go.
Oh, God, yeah. Like,
way
what did crazier. You go to jail for? Old man. You showed him.
Yeah, nice try.
I'm proud of you.
That's the Cadillac of crime.
Who's Mr. Dirk now?
Yeah.
Who's prisoner 5371 now, motherfucker? Yeah.
Who's the one who's got to be kept in solitary so does he get beat the shit out of every day?
Speaking of feeling bad about you and having that issue with your father about having your mom taking you to where he was at when he was in jail.
Speaking of that, segue.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. The time is 6:02. It's fucking cold. And I felt really bad when I had to call Peter, not only after calling Peter to come pick me up when he saved my life, or he was my savior for the evening for not getting arrested for being in somebody's car when I was drunk, but it wasn't my car.
Oh, yeah.
But when I had to call Peter after getting my DUI, and I was like, I'm in detox, and I really need you to pick me up. And I was like, would you like directions? And you're like, no, I've been there.
No, I'm cool.
It was like, oh no. Even though I just got a DUI and I was like, I'm fucked. I got to tell my parents. This is fucking awful. I really felt for you. I was like, I'm sorry, man. Like, it was like, you know, not only that I had to call you because I was like, you're my most reliable friend. Help me.
Yeah.
I fucked Peter over a couple times. I shouldn't even say fucked over, but no. You and I have been close enough friends over the years that I called you to pick me up. I woke you up to have you pick me up so I didn't have to go to jail one night.
Yeah.
I called you so that you could come be my driver from detox after I blew zeros three times after a night of debauchery. I asked to borrow $200 to pay off debts because I wasn't comfortable asking anybody else.
That was the best.
No, it was the worst.
This is so great because, like, I'm at work. And I go on break and I have like three texts from Alec. Oh. One's from like maybe 9 a.m. and it says, hey man, I know this is crazy, but I accidentally overdrafted my account and I have, you know, three things pending. So if I could borrow $100 so that none of the other overdraft charges go, that'd be great. And then it's, you know, from 15 minutes later, and then it's like, okay, now it's like 150. And then it ends up being like 200 by the end.
$200. Which is a substantial amount, especially because this was like 5 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was to the point, it would still be a big deal. Right. $200 for either of us is not fucking chump change, right. But it was a lot of money.
It was. I remember thinking, like, I think I could swing this, but you know, but yeah, it was like watching a stock market collapse, and I could see the time.
My house of cards.
It was like, well, you know, $100 will clear me, and then it's like, okay, now it's, you know, 150. Okay, it's 200.
I'm sucking some guy's dick for a sandwich, and I really need your help.
I'm donating plasma right now.
The gun barrel is in my mouth.
It's not
going
to be enough. Yeah.
And I had to be like, I already borrowed enough from my parents that I can't anymore.
You felt so bad about it. I was like, it's really not a big deal.
Oh, but it was. I was like, and the best part is how nice you were, but you were also pretty clear that it was like, You didn't pretend it wasn't a big deal. You were like, yeah, I can lend it to you. It's not great and it's not easy.
Well,
that was the worst part is that I was still living at my parents'. If I did that now, it'd be a big deal, but it would be like something fucked up and it's a big deal, but you have a job and I guess I have to pay my mortgage.
Right.
But I was living with my parents.
Right.
You had fucking bills, like you were a mature adult who lived in your own apartment, right. And had to pay rent or be evicted.
Yeah. I
was living with my mom and dad. I was like, buddy, I really need your help, as if I couldn't have just fucking taken the $200.
Right.
Like, I couldn't just eat the fucking overdraft fees.
Right.
So I mean, I feel bad. I don't think I've taken advantage too many times over the years.
I think that was the only time that I can really remember.
But it's still awful. It's just like, who can I turn to? Who's my most responsible friend? And I was like, Peter.
Oh, shit.
You know, there's that. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I was like, I can always ask Peter.
I don't know if that's a good thing for me, or if it's like not a, I don't know.
Well, I did promise never to do it again, and it was a bit of a life lesson. I think I learned my lessons pretty hard. I think I hit, I wouldn't say rock bottom, but getting a DUI before I quit my drinking.
There of a lot of lessons.
Yeah. Oh my god. And you were involved. Yeah, you're picking me up from them or lending me money to get out of them.
That's true.
So that's pretty
enabled.
No.
That was my problem. Shouldn't have picked you up, I guess.
Should have
been like, son.
I'll never step foot in
never
there.
Learn
again.
If you don't take the consequence.
I think since you'd already been there because of your dad, maybe it was easier.
Yeah.
Maybe you were like, I've been, it's old hat. I had to pick up my old man.
Because like the jail here too is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yes, it is.
So if you get a DUI and they take you out there,
right,
and you're just in the jail,
right,
eventually they let you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're just out there.
And you're fucked.
What do you do? Just walk? I mean, you'd have to like walk through these fields. There's not even a fucking sidewalk.
Right.
It is insane. Like you can walk home from there, really.
That's true.
It would be the equivalent of walking on the highway.
That's
in
true.
Another city where there's nothing out there. It's these crazy back roads and it's just like cornfields and shit.
We walk, you know, people can walk, but I mean, that's a fucking crazy.
It would take you 2 hours to walk home on places where there's no sidewalk and there's cars going 45.
That's true.
8 inches from you.
I don't know. And there's no way, I didn't realize, I should have. I learned that lesson too, that they're much more concerned about booking you and charging you than they are what you do after.
Yeah.
It's a very laissez-faire attitude of fuck it.
Yeah.
Like I really figured there'd be a van or there'd be
we call a cab to take you back to your car.
Something
like that.
And then, I mean, they
just add it to the court cost.
It's,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Something.
Which is, you know.
Where we towed your car here.
Right.
Something like that.
Well, it's crazy when you think back to them being like, you know, back when you got pulled over drunk, they'd follow you home.
Yeah.
And it's so foreign. Yeah. You could smoke cigarettes on a plane. That wasn't that fucking long ago.
I know.
I don't know.
I would enjoy that.
I kind of wish that I was in an era that was a little earlier, too. Well, maybe not, but I don't know.
It's horrible to go out to a dinner and have one beer and then be like,
I wanted to have another beer when we were podcasting just now. I was like, I fucking better not.
Yeah.
Because I will get pulled over and get a DUI.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks for always being there for me and lending me money and picking me up from where your dad was drunk once.
Anytime. Although it's been a long time. I haven't really had a lot of opportunities to do these sorts of things anymore.
You know what? I think I'm making better decisions.
Yeah.
But still, thanks for doing those.
Yeah.
With your fucking braces, bitch.
Well, with that, everybody, thanks for listening.
Did I didn't say it as well as he did, though, did I?
Well, no one can.
That's true.
You know what? It was the shock.
I can
really
see that.
I had no idea it was coming.
That's crazy. And you did him a solid, and you don't know him.
I know.
So it's not
funny. I'll
never
see him again.
There's like no... That's a great story. I'm impressed with that.
Thank you. On those notes, thank you for listening. If any of you are still in that phase of life where you need, you know, to learn lessons and get rides home from the jail, just call me.
Or if any of you are willing to be our designated driver for Santa Rampage.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Rage.
You know, we've got a couple people.
Oh, people so already did? Right on.
But if you are listening to this, if you are hearing the sound of my voice and not planning on coming, December 20th, 7:30 p.m. downtown, Santa Rampage. This is going to be a sort of a bar crawl. You must dress as Santa. However, beyond that, it's going to get real crazy. We're going to have some giveaways. I have some prizes for best costumes in different categories. We're going to have sort of a scavenger hunt. But you don't have to do that shit either. If you're just someone who likes to get loaded, you won't have to do any of that stuff.
And you if you want a ride, bring $5 for the driver.
All the fun of a bachelorette party with all the... fun of a bachelorette party not there.
Peter's gonna suck
I hate
on
a bachelorette
remember
party.
Those little dicks remember
yeah,
the
those
dick
little
straws?
Penis straws
Peter's gonna bring a dick
bring
straw.
Some penis straws that you guys can drink out of or just you know shove up them old parts whatever you prefer. Santa Rampage December 20th just type in Santa Rampage to Facebook and say you're coming
be
join
there
the group invite a friend
or be a faggot
boom your braces
bitch